Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
80 years old, full of life, and flat broke. That's the unfortunate predicament many baby boomers can find themselves in because they simply failed to have a plan. A plan to generate income that's not going to just last them to retirement, but through retirement.
Good morning and welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie, your host today, joined by John in studio, wishing Dan Benson and Pete Benson well. Pete is in Canada, so we just want to make sure we send a shout out to he and his lovely bride. They're out there enjoying a little bit of R&R. We've got a great show for you today on how to generate income in retirement. John, but before we get there, I've got a burning question for you. Are you ready for some SEC football?
Yeah, I am ready for some SEC football. A couple of things that I just got to mention at the top. So Dan is out of the office today. Pete's in Canada, so they're dropping like flies around here. And Pete is doing some R&R, but as you know, they went to see family in Canada. And in Canada, because of coronavirus, you have to quarantine for 14 days.
Is that right?
14 days. So his 14-day quarantine, which has been hilarious to me because he's bored at this point. I've talked to him every day, is over on Friday. But, you know, Pete is an avid runner. Have you seen this?
Yes, where he's running around his house.
He's an avid runner. So he tells me, he calls me and says, hey, I got 7 miles in today. And I'm like, how did you do that? You're quarantined. And he sends me this Google. I don't even know what it was. But it's like my 9-year-old has drawn circles around an object. It's 46 times or whatever
he's gone
around in a circle. I said, Pete, you know, there's some neighbors that grew up next to you that they hadn't seen you in a while. And they're looking out there and they're thinking, you know, Margie, there's that Benson boy. And I always knew he was nuts. He's just riding. He's just going around his house in circles. So,
John, 46 times around a house will leave that little bear mark, you know, almost like
it's a
dog
path.
Track.
It's
it's a little dog path around it.
So that's where Pete is. Yeah, UT at South Carolina this weekend. I'm calling a UT win, but it's a little bit unfortunate because, as you know, my three boys play soccer, and my middle son has a soccer game right at about the same time as kickoff. So I'm going to record it, and Patrick, our CPA, has threatened to text me updates, and I told him if he did. But yeah, we're ready for football and for an update on Pete's, you know, trail around the south.
His trail running, that's right. So this morning, we're talking income. And of course, John, you're very familiar with this stat that comes from Forbes. 70% of Americans, so that's 7 out of 10 Americans, one of the biggest fears is running out of money. In fact, for most of these people that fall in that 70% category, they fear running out of money more than they fear death itself. And that's really not, John, it's not an unfounded fear, because there are some real challenges out there in today's market when it comes to generating income in a way so you don't run out of money before you run out of life. I mean, you think about even the retirement age, right? People are retiring earlier and we're living longer. So it's a little bit of a double whammy there, kind of the catch 22. Then we've got these record low interest rates. So it makes, you know, CDs and your traditional savings account almost impossible to really save any serious income. And then there, of course, there's healthcare that just continues to go through the roof. And you put all this together and it's a bit of a perfect storm. And even if you're that good saver, which we, you know, we encourage people, we like having people that come into the office who have been good savers, but even these challenges can be more than just, it's kind of hard to out-save yourself in some of these market conditions that we're looking at. And John, that's what we're going to dive in and talk about today and try to untangle some of these challenges and address some of this for folks.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk specifically about one of the fastest and most conservative ways to increase your income in retirement. I don't know anyone that doesn't want to do that. We're going to talk about a contrarian strategy that could help you get more income from Social Security. Also a big deal, because Social Security is really the cornerstone of your income plan. Plus, we're going to talk about how you could make your money last as long as you live, which really, Ben, speaks to that 70%. of the boomers that are uncertain if they have a good income plan.
Yeah. And this show, we love doing this show every weekend. And what we hope is that your takeaway is you're getting the ability, you're able to garnish some knowledge here that's going to help you make smarter decisions in retirement, whether you're in those red zone years or you're not even there yet. You're just starting to look toward the horizon of retirement. John, this is one of those statements that's it's really simple, yet it's profound because of the impact that it could have on your retirement. And by that, I mean, in many cases, a good way to increase your income is actually by reducing your taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very profound, but it has a lot of impact in people's life, particularly in retirement years.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talk about this all the time here because we just fundamentally believe that taxes are going to be going up in the future. You know, I just met with someone this morning, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about taxes and what my thoughts were. And so been a really good saver. It saved over $1 million. Unfortunately, it was all in deferred accounts. And I said, you know, the good news is that you've been a good saver. So the bad news is all the money you've accumulated, unfortunately, doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
Now, as you're getting ready to retire, he's going to retire in June of next year as a tentative date right now. He was not really thinking through the tax burden on that income that he was going to need in retirement. So one of the fastest and, quite frankly, in my opinion, one of the most conservative ways that you can grow your wealth over time, especially with a volatile stock market, might not be what you think. It's by putting a tax plan together to reduce your taxes this year and over time. And a lot of this, Ben, has to deal with where you believe taxes are going to go in the future.
Yeah. Well, and John, to your point, I just saw this stat come across my desk earlier this week. 35% of Americans, this is according to the Harris poll and the Nationwide Retirement had them do, 35% of Americans who were retired or expected to retire in the next 10 years, get this, said their retirement planning had not taken into consideration how taxes would affect their income. That's a big miss, to your point. We're missing a major part of the retirement game plan. It's hard to say you've got a successful retirement game plan if you haven't figured out how taxes and how to have a tax efficiency strategy going into this.
Right. And it's not just today. It's down the road. And I'll give you another example of a couple that I met with this last week. They're currently in a 12% tax bracket. Okay. They also work with our CPA that we have here in the office. They're in a 12% tax bracket. And if everything remains the same and we keep the tax brackets that the consumers now have expire in 2025, if they last that long, their tax bracket would double after 2025. It would go from 12 to 24%. Because what we did is we did a side-by-side comparison of whether tax brackets are today based on their income and what that same money would cost them in terms of taxes just a few short years from now. Mm. And so basically, they're in a 12% tax bracket, but if they do nothing, their taxes will double after 2025. And they're like 62 years old, so they've got a lot of life left to live. But one of your biggest sources of income for most people in retirement is simply going to be from your IRA or your 401k. Most people just don't realize it, but you could be paying a lot more in taxes on your deferred accounts. So the money that you are counting on or have been planning for in retirement, it literally could be a fraction or significantly less of what you thought it was going to be just based on taxes. The truth is, though, it doesn't have to be this way. And that's why we have a special offer just for our loyal listeners on the show today. We want to show you how you could dramatically reduce or potentially eliminate taxes with your 401k or IRA over time with a customized retirement tax analysis that literally is not going to cost you a dime.
And it's really simple. In fact, let me just walk you through the simple steps to get this going. It really just starts with a phone call. It's a simple phone call. We gather some basic information from you, and then we go to work and we determine the tax saving strategies that we've been talking about here that are best suited for you and your specific situation. Then we sit down and we share these strategies with you. We do that either in person in one of the offices, or we can do that through a web-based video in the comfort of your own home. But you get to see exactly how much money that you could save in taxes. Again, like John said, this analysis is free. There's no obligation, but you must call today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, call to get the customized retirement tax analysis, 615-619-1615. These tax planning strategies that we're going to talk about in this analysis could help you save tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So this is worth a little bit of your time, a little bit of time to put some skin in the game here. So the number, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about how many Americans forfeit significantly more of their Social Security benefits than they need to. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. So Ben Christie here in studio with you, joined by John Maxson today. And we're talking about how to generate income in retirement so your money lasts as long as you do. And so, John, we talk about this a lot on the show. A good income plan needs to be able to weather the storms, right? Regardless of what the market does, mm-hmm. where the market's at, or regardless of really who's in the White House. And of course, talking about election, it's coming up really quickly. And I know you are fielding, personally, you've mentioned to me several times that you're fielding a lot of questions from clients and prospects about how to really prepare, what's the right mindset to get into as we get closer to the election that, again, is very divisive and it's coming up quick. And so I know you and Pete and Dan are going to be hosting a series of luncheons to discuss just that, how to be election ready.
There's an election coming up?
Believe it or not, huh?
I did not know that.
You've been in Iraq.
Nothing. I had no idea. Yeah, no, that's probably a question I get asked no less than 3 to 4, sometimes 5 times a day.
Right.
Now, what's going to happen? Truth is, nobody knows. But there are some things that you can do regardless of how the election turns out, regardless of whether you're conservative, liberal, somewhere in between. And so October 6th and 8th at 12 o'clock at the Beacon Capital Management office in Cool Springs, we have a learning center here. We're going to be hosting a lunch and learn. So we'll feed you on October 6th and October 8th. It's going to be about an hour to an hour, 15 minutes, probably speak for 30 to 45 minutes and then take some questions. Seating is very limited,
yes,
just for social distancing and things of that nature. We're going to continue to be careful, you know, here at the office, and everything will be done right, socially distancing. But we've just gotten so many questions about this. And so we've put a presentation together October 6th and 8th at 12 o'clock in Cool Springs. If you're interested in that, some great information, come in, have lunch with us. The number here is 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615. Or you can email Rachel in her office, and her email address is rachel@beaconcm.com. We'd love to have you.
All right, John. So getting back to the income topic here, of course, we fully believe adamantly that Social Security is really a cornerstone of any foundation income plan. And it has also been referred to as the near perfect source of retirement income. My question for you is, why has it been referred to as the near perfect source for retirement income?
Yeah, it is to a degree, until unfortunately politicians from both parties got a hold of Social Security Trust, and people talk about the strength of Social Security and the fact that Social Security has unfunded liabilities and what's going to change in the future. Well, personally, I don't think much is going to change for the boomers because they're such a huge part of the voting block. I do think, I'm 49 years old, I do think there's going to be changes and probably should be for younger generations and people like me. But I think Social Security will be there. And I think that if, you look at Social Security, between what you put in throughout your entire working career and what your employer put in, it's over 12% a year, right? I don't know anybody that would invest over 12% a year of their income and then not care about
right.
how that investment did.
Right.
So Social Security is an investment. It's not an entitlement plan. That's the way we refer to Social Security. Mm. And it's the cornerstone of your income. You know, when people talk about income in retirement, you know, if regardless of what happens in the election or what happens in the market's going to go up, the market's going to go down. That's what the market does. But what you don't want to be in a situation is if the market does go down at some point, like we saw in March and April of this year, where you don't have income.
Right.
Right. So when I talk about income, I want to make sure I have dependable income. And one of the dependable income streams you have is, in fact, Social Security. Social Security is backed up by the federal government. It's typically between 20 and 30% of someone's retirement income. But so few people, Ben, actually plan for getting the most out of Social Security that they need to get and should get. I'll give you a good example. Met with a couple earlier this week, and they were coming in, and they had decided to take Social Security at 65 versus full retirement, which was 66 and 4 months or something like that. And what they didn't realize was by taking it early, that they were going to sign up for increased taxes over a period of time and a reduction. Mm. And based on the fact that they had been good savers, they really didn't need to take it to accomplish their objectives. And so by just going through an analysis and seeing what their options were, over time, they were going to reduce their taxes on Social Security and they were going to get more out of it. So again, I mean, Social Security is backed up by the federal government. I think the Social Security Trust is going to be fine for the boomers.
Right.
And bottom line is if I had an asset that was going to be 20 to 30% of my retirement income, I'm sure I want to know how I can maximize that.
Well said, John. I ran into a guy in the gym just last week, and he catches the show from time to time. And he said, "Hey, I caught the show again. And you guys are always talking Social Security. What's going on?" And I simply said, very, very similar to what you just explained. I said, Social Security is a blind spot. Forget the fact that there's 2,728 some odd rules here. It's very complicated. We meet with some very smart, sharp people that are doctors, lawyers. I mean, people that they know a thing or two, but they've never been taught what Social Security should look like. And I said, that's why we hammer it over and over again, because it is a missing piece. And when you look at it as part of a foundational part of an income plan, you got to get Social Security right.
Right. Well, you think about it. You work 30 years of your life, 40 years of your life. You save money, you get ready to retire, you go to an advisor who's well-intentioned, and you say, here are my financial assets, and they put you into mutual funds or stocks or bonds or whatever, right? But they don't want to give you advice on how you should take what's going to account for 20 to 30% of your income, right? And if Social Security does account for 20 to 30% of your income, I want to work with a financial advisor that's looking at everything. And, you know, I told this couple that, you know, and I was encouraging them to wait until full retirement. Now, some people can't afford to do that. They just can't. They need to take it early. Everyone's situation is an individual situation. And I said to them, I don't gain anything by telling you to delay Social Security.
Right.
Because you're retiring and you're going to need income. And if you're working with me and you're delaying Social Security, that puts more burden on me as the advisor to produce the income, because you're still going to need the income, right? So there would have to be a good reason that I would tell you it's in your best interest to delay it until this period of time. And sometimes it's a couple where it's in their best interest for one of them to delay it and one of them not to. Again, every situation is different, but this is just an aspect that's so very seldom really looked at and maximized. But filing for Social Security, it honestly would be one of the most important financial decisions that you're going to make in your retirement lifetime. Yeah. And let me tell you why. It's because hundreds of thousands of dollars are at stake, not just today, but over your period of your retirement, especially if you're married. That's why we have a special offer just for our listeners on the show today. We want to show you how you could get the most income that you deserve, that you have coming to you and your family when you file for Social Security with a customized Social Security analysis. This customized analysis is not going to cost you a dime. And in this, you're going to learn the optimal time to get the most income out of Social Security for you and your family, how you could reduce or eliminate paying taxes on your benefits, and how you could prevent this decision from potentially doubling your Medicare premiums. There is a cause and effect to this with Social Security and Medicare.
Well, not to mention, John, on top of that, this analysis will help you understand what benefits you're eligible for, spousal benefits, some of those other things. And all of this wrapped together could mean thousands of dollars in your pocket every year from this. So again, it is a very important decision to get right when it comes to your retirement game plan. So this morning, if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement and have not yet filed for Social Security, call, schedule time to get your free customized analysis. 615-619-1615. Again, give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615, and learn how you could get even more income when you file for Social Security. Again, the number 615-619-1615.
Well, chances are you could live a lot longer than you think, but can you afford it? Coming up next, we're going to talk about more strategies to help you avoid running out of money in retirement. Stick around.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Well, there's no shortage of challenges with generating income today. We're living longer than ever before, which means your money's got to last 25, 30, sometimes even 40 years. You've got next to zero interest rates, which makes it almost impossible to generate income from CDs or savings account. And healthcare expenses are going through the roof and so much more. Even if you're a good saver, these challenges literally could cause you to run through your entire life savings far sooner than you thought possible.
Good morning. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with you, joined by John Maxson. And we're talking about ways that you can generate income in retirement so your money lasts as long as you do. So coming up, what we're going to do, we're talking about what 70% of retirees fear more than they fear death itself. And we're going to look at some of the best strategies for turning your savings and your investments into a steady stream of income, something a lot of us know and want and look forward to in retirement. And we want to make sure that that stream of income lasts as long as you do. So, John, the third strategy that we're talking about to make your income last as long as you do is to have diversified income options here.
It's true because we started, you know, last segment talking about Social Security. So Social Security is essentially one income source, right? And it's an important one. It's backed up by the federal government. You know what you have. And when folks retire, you know, really and truly, the first three decisions that most people are going to face are, how do I take Social Security and when do I take it? What do I do about Medicare or healthcare if I'm below 65? You know, I've got to get healthcare. If I'm at 65, I got to go on Medicare. So Social Security, Medicare. And then how do I fill my income gaps? And those are the first three major decisions that folks have when they retire, right? And so I think it's important when you talk about a diversified income plan and to know that you've got income coming in, we got to understand what we call a definition of what are called income gaps, okay?
Right.
Retirement was so simple for the boomers' parents. The boomers, we talked about, Ben, 70 million of them almost are now retiring. Mm-hmm. You go talk to their parents if they're still living. Their parents didn't worry about retirement. Then worry about income because they had Social Security, they got a cost of living adjustment, and they had really healthy pensions,
yeah.
Right? So pensions have gone away now in large part. There's a few companies still have them. And so let's say that a couple has worked 30 years and between the two of them, they've got Social Security that brings them $3,000 a month,
right.
Okay? And their standard of living is $7,000 a month. If they don't have a pension, what this translates into is that they have an income gap, what we call an income gap of $4,000 a month. And an income gap, by definition, is just the difference between what it costs you to pay the bills every month and what you have coming in from guaranteed sources. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if my standard of living is $7,000 and my income is $3,000, I've got an income gap of $4,000. So the question is, how do you want to fill that income gap?
Right.
What are the diversified income options that are going to fill that income gap? And here's the other thing. When you plan for the first income gap, you also, if you're married, you want to plan for the second income gap, which takes place at the passing at one of the spouses. And there's a common misconception with this. The common misconception is that down the road, when my spouse passes away, I'm going to need less. Okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's just use this example here, the $3,000 from Social Security and $7,000 a month in terms of monthly expenses. At the passing of one of the spouses, the lower of the two Social Securities goes away. And if you factor in inflation on that standard of living, which a lot of people leave out, your surviving spouse probably has a greater income gap at a later point in life than you have when you first retire. And how about this? What if there's a healthcare issue?
Right.
And so making sure that you have this diversified income strategy to fill these income gaps when you first retire and down the road is just critical to your retirement.
We talked about at the beginning of the show, making sure that you're taking the smart steps when it comes to retirement. I love how you explained that, John, the income gaps, because it's something that if you're not talking about this with your current financial advisor, we encourage you to have this conversation, because these income gaps are something that are real. Everyone faces it. The majority of people, it is something that you're going to face. And having a retirement game plan that addresses these in a way that, one, you're confident in, and two, you're comfortable with, is something that you really want to make sure you're putting together. And that's certainly something that we can do for you. In fact, if you have any questions this morning about income gaps and how to address those, give us a call, 615-619-1615.
The bottom line is that having this diversified income plan is huge towards the confidence of you retiring, because it's all about income. When you think back to earlier in this year and the volatility of the market, if you had a solid income plan, you didn't have to be as worried about the market downturn. But if you don't have a diversified income plan, then you're probably going to be very concerned when you have a bunch of volatility in the market. Because intuitively, people know that if the market, we're talking about the election, what's going to happen when the election comes and whoever wins, right? We don't know that. Is there going to be volatility around the market around the election? Well, there is right now,
right?
And so if on the days that, if you're retired or you're close to retirement and the days that the market is up, you feel really, really good. But the days that the market is down, you feel really bad. And that brings angst to you about where your income's going to come from.
Yeah.
You don't have a good income.
Right. Exactly. That's a really good point.
You know, that's how I would measure that. And do you know where your income's going to come from? Did you know where your income was going to come from in March and April when the market was down so much?
Yeah.
If not, or you were having to sell securities in the middle of a big downturn like that because you didn't have a diversified income plan, you need to come see us because there's no reason with the tools that are available today that you should feel like that if the market's going up or down. You know, but we've been talking about the challenges of generating income in retirement today. Again, you've got fixed rates, CDs, savings accounts, the things that are next to zero. And guess what, folks? They're going to be next to zero, according to the Fed,
for a very, very
long time.
Yep.
We're living longer. Listen, living longer should be a good thing.
Right.
But if you're worried about income and your money in retirement, I mean, who wants to live a long retirement life and worry all the time? Not me. Then you've got healthcare expenses that are going up. Here's the good news. There are some really surprisingly attractive options to generate income today that could help you solve the problem. And the truth is, you shouldn't, nor do you have to live your life in the fear of whether or not you'll have enough income. We've got a special offer today for you if you're listening to this show. We'll show you the strategies that could turn your savings and investments into what we call an income workhorse with a retirement income analysis. We're not going to charge you a dime. It's going to cost you a little bit of your time. In this free customized analysis, you're going to learn the fastest and most conservative ways to increase your income that, unfortunately, a lot of people overlook. We're going to talk about the key to protecting your principal from the growing risk that comes and goes within Wall Street, plus how you could get even more income from Social Security if you haven't filed. Really important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is analysis is free. So there's literally zero obligation here, but you must call. Pick up the phone and call today. You want to get this free analysis. You want to do it now before we go into the election. Again, like John said, we don't know what's going to happen, whether it's going to be up, down, sideways, no one knows. So this morning, if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, call to get this free customized analysis. The number is 615-619-1615. If you're sitting there and you're the kind of person who needs to make your money work for you and you can't afford to lose a dime, this analysis may be right up your alley to help you to reveal some things that you need to know about your own portfolio and your own situation that can help you going forward. Again, the number, 615-619-1615, 619-1615.
Well, according to Business Insider, one of the biggest threats to your nest egg, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stick around.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, according to Forbes, 70% of Americans fear running out of money in retirement. You know, that's a tragedy. The fact is that they fear this more than they fear death itself. Even if you've been a good saver, there are challenges that could cause you to run through your life savings far sooner than you thought possible, and certainly reducing, and unfortunately, the retirement lifestyle that you've worked all these years to be able to attain.
Good morning and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. John Maxson, Ben Christie here in studio with you. Today we're talking about how to generate income in retirement so your money lasts as long as you do. So how can you guard your nest egg from the devastating impact of good old inflation? Something we're going to be talking about, as well as why is right now a good time to reassess your appetite for risk? So, John, what is one of the sneakiest expenses that over a long period of time can be the biggest threats to investors' nest egg if not accounted for?
Well, I mean, it's just inflation.
Absolutely.
It's just inflation. And
it's the silent killer.
It is. I would say inflation, taxes, and fees. There's three of them. Mm. Well, taxes aren't as silent. Every April,
they come screaming, right?
But when you talk about inflation, the dollar has lost 21% of its purchasing power in the last...
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's just the last decade, 21%. What value would it lose or could it lose in the next 20 years or 30 years? Man. I mean, we don't know that. And, you know, Ben, this is something that is very common. Like, as we develop income plans for our clients, we always factor in inflation. And, you know, folks will come in and they'll say, John, I'm going to retire. This is what I need for income a month. And as long as I can get this each month, I'm very comfortable. I'm going to be able to maintain my lifestyle if I live 20, 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in most of those cases, they don't factor in inflation on those investments. And it's not complex, right? I mean, think about what you pay for a gallon of milk today.
Yeah.
You don't pay less today, right, than you paid 2 years ago. Guess what? You're not going to pay less 2 years from now. And that goes into every single component of your monthly budget. So having a plan for your income to adjust for inflation year over year for 10, 20, 30 years in retirement, it's a pretty big deal. And if you don't plan for this, the worst thing can happen to you. Retire at 60, you feel really good. You get to 80 and nobody accounted for inflation on your standard of living. And you're like, oh my goodness, I'm actually sitting at a point where I'm either going to have to face the choice of reducing my lifestyle or running out of money.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately where a lot of people are, Ben, where they just don't plan for that inflation in their income plan, which is something we do here every day.
Or selling off assets. I mean, you name it. It is not a comfortable place to be. And I would even venture to say, friends, listen this morning, if you don't have a plan for inflation as part of your income plan, you really have an incomplete plan. Is that fair enough to say, John?
Yeah, it's very fair. In my opinion, you got to look at inflation. And again, you called it the silent killer. I would add to that unknown fees, inflation, and not having a tax plan. I think all but inflation definitely critical to this.
Well, let's talk about the final piece of the puzzle this morning, and that's risk. And of course, you don't want to fall into the trap of taking too much risk with your investments. And John, you described it pretty well this morning. If you have those butterflies in your stomach constantly, anytime, and you're watching the market like a hawk day in, day out, and you don't necessarily enjoy it, and you're losing sleep, you're anxious over this, you've probably got too much risk. That's a kind of a symptom of having too much risk. It shows itself in our bodies.
You know, Pete and I have been doing this for a long time. You know, when COVID hit, I mean, COVID is it's been a travesty, you know, to our country. I feel awful for the families that have lost loved ones, for the business owners that are out there. I mean, you know, it's been a hard year. I did an interview back in April, and the person who was interviewing me said, well, you know, this is so unprecedented. And I said, well, and she was talking about the market downturn. I said, not really. It's unique, but it's not unprecedented. You know, these things unfortunately happen in the economy. But here's what happens to the psyche of the investor, and in particular to the retiree, right? Because it's all about beating the market, right? That's got to be your ultimate goal, is just beat the market. How about we have a goal of having income, staying retired, and just getting a good rate of return?
Yeah.
I mean, how about that as a goal, right? So what happened, though, it's always interesting. I look at surveys and different things that study investor behavior. You go all the way back to the tech stock bust. Everybody remembers the tech stock bust back in 2000. And when the market was down 42%, 2001-02, and folks were retired, they made themselves a solemn promise. They said, if I ever recapture that money, right, yeah, I'll make changes. Right, because how I feel right now, and putting my retirement at risk, I never want to feel like that again. And so then the market started to recover. And they started to feel good about themselves again. And then about the time they got recovered in 08, we had Lehman, right? And then that was a big downturn. And then those folks said, oh, yeah, I remember that promise I made myself back in the tech stock bust. And boy, if I can ever recapture this money, right, I promise myself I'll never feel like that again. Okay, so then we start to recover in 2019. We have a little over a decade of a really good market, and then COVID hits. And then about the first or second week of April, people said, boy, that promise I made myself in the tech stock bust and back in 08, if I ever get this money back again, where I have some more confidence, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make changes with my risk. Well, guess what, folks? You're now at a point where you can make a choice. You can either make a choice to look at income and how you might make changes, or you can probably make yourself that promise again a few years down the road.
Right.
But for my money, if I'm retired, I'm going to tell you, I want to have risk money, absolutely, but I want to make sure my income is secure, because here's the reality. Successful retirements, they're not built on how much money you've saved or the total sum of your assets. They're built on your ability and your assets' ability to generate income to support your retirement. So we've got an offer for you today. Today's show, we've talked a lot about income. We'd love to show you the strategies that could help turn your savings and your investments into an income workhorse with what we call a retirement income analysis. The reality is, for this, we're not going to charge you a dime. It's going to cost you a little bit of your time to get some information. But in this analysis, what we're going to do specifically for your financial situation, you're going to learn the fastest and, in our opinion, most conservative way to increase your income that a lot of people overlook. We're going to talk about the key to protecting your principal from risk within Wall Street, plus how you could get more potentially out of Social Security and much more.
And remember that this analysis is free. There's no obligation, but there is one thing you need to do, and that's give us a call today. So if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, call right now to get scheduled to get this free customized analysis. That's number is 615-619-1615. Again, you're listening and you're the type of person who needs to make sure that your money is working for you, but you can't afford to lose a dime. This analysis may be right up your alley, give you the information that you've been looking for. The number to reach us at, 615-619-1615, 615-619-1615. Well, our time is up. Thanks for joining us this morning. We hope you've had as much fun as we have. Feel free to call us anytime, 615-619-1615, to see how we can help you, or visit us online. Our website is beaconcm.com. Again, that's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. And you can get some great free downloads there, some free retirement resources, as well as learn more about developing a comprehensive retirement game plan. So until next week, this has been Christy here with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management signing off. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.